It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 25th, 2019. Today is the birthday of legendary Italian conductor Arturo Toscanini, born in Parma in 1867. Today it is impossible to say that anyone is really the quintessential orchestral conductor, and there is no single Mr. Big of the baton. This diluting of fame has occurred in virtually every field, but up through the mid-20th century, every profession had one giant that stood above all the others. We had Babe Ruth in baseball, Joe Louis in boxing, and even the king of rock and roll. And up to the mid-1950s, the preeminent conductor was Arturo Toscanini. He had one of the longest careers of any musician, or anyone else in any profession, for that matter. He started as a professional cellist in 1885, only 4 years after Wyatt Earp's famous fracas at the OK Corral. His final performance was in 1954, the year Hank Aaron hit his first major league home run. That's nearly 70 years. Toscanini studied at the conservatories at Parma and Milan, intending to become a cellist. At the age of 19, when playing at the Opera House in Rio de Janeiro, he was suddenly called upon to fill in for the conductor and perform Giuseppe Verdi's Aida from memory. He came into prominence as a conductor in Italy and elsewhere and was appointed musical director of La Scala in 1898 and of the Metropolitan Opera in New York City 10 years later. He conducted the New York Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra from 1928 to 1936 and appeared with orchestras all over the world except those in Italy and Germany during the fascist era. From 1937 to 1954, he directed the NBC Symphony, an orchestra sponsored by the American Radio Network. Toscanini became known primarily for his readings of Verdi's operas and Beethoven's symphonies, and he gave remarkable performances of Wagner's music as well. His interpretations were notable for detail in phrasing, dynamic intensity, and an essentially classical conception of form. His phenomenal memory stood him in good stead when, suffering from poor eyesight, he was obliged always to conduct from memory. It is said that he had more than 30 operas in his head. After his retirement and with the help of his son Walter, Toscanini spent his remaining years evaluating and editing tapes and transcriptions of his broadcast performances with the NBC Symphony for possible future release on records. Many of these recordings were eventually issued by RCA Victor. Harvey Sachs and other biographers have documented the numerous conductors, singers, and musicians who visited Toscanini during his retirement. He enjoyed watching boxing and wrestling matches, as well as comedy programs on television. The grand old man died on January 16, 1957, at age 89, at his home in the Riverdale section of the Bronx in New York City. His body was returned to Italy and was buried in the Cimitero Monumentale in Milan. He was posthumously awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. Known for his temper and his wit as well as his musical genius, of German composer Richard Strauss, whose political stance during World War II was controversial, Toscanini said, "To Strauss the composer, I take off my hat. To Strauss the man, I put it on again." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 25th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.